World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
You know, I think I'm supposed to be sad that they banned me on Facebook or on YouTube. I think I'm supposed to be sad, but I don't know if I really am or not. And you're next. Well, maybe you're not, because you know I've been building this platform for quite a while. When YouTube used to be owned by, I can't remember who it was, doesn't matter, Google maybe, and YouTube bought it from Google or vice versa. And I created this goes back quite a ways. I created CoachDave.tv, CoachDave.tv. Had it, I don't know how long. And you guys do remember this, don't you, when we used to have free speech? It didn't matter what was on YouTube. Nobody did it. You put it on there. It didn't matter. Then all of a sudden they came up with this idea of community standards, whatever that means. Oh, you can watch porn. I mean, hey, let's do a test here, okay? Spencer, just so people get this, okay? Coach Dave Live's not allowed to be up there anymore. Hey, Spencer, go to YouTube. Just log on to YouTube. I'm going to show you something, for instance, so we understand how demonic what's going on around us. And Spencer, put in there, let's try this. Put lesbians kissing. See if there's anything. Well, there's a whole bunch of them. Yeah. The Coach Dave Live can't be there, right? Huh? Oh, you get it? But you get what's going on here, friends? You get what's going on? Do you understand the depth of the demonic influence in America? Now, folks, listen. Well, I came down in a pretty good mood. I'm going to try to be a good boy today. I want to do an education today. That's what I want to try to do. But my frustration level is so high because I run into so many Christians who have no clue what's going on. They have absolutely no clue. And I remember early in my Christian walk, somebody coined a phrase that has just kind of stuck with me, and it said they have become so heavenly conscious that they're no earthly good. We'll say it again because you can write that down, you can use it. The modern American church has become so heavenly thoughts, so heavenly conscious that they're no earthly good. When Jesus put it, said we were the salt of the earth, the light of the world. Then nobody lights a candle and sets it up on, puts a bushel basket over it. We're supposed to let our light so shine before men. And by the way, folks, where does light shine? Where is light brightest? Why, that would be when it's darkest, wouldn't it? The darkness is what makes light bright. And by the way, thank you, Lord. Wow. Did you know there is no such thing as darkness? There is no such thing. There's only absence of light. Darkness is absence of light. There is no such thing. If you want dark, turn off the light. But friends, you can never create light out of darkness. You cannot do it. But what do we try to do? We try to put dark people, dark forces, dark powers in position. Oh, dark power, dark power, dark absence of light power. I just got that from the Holy Spirit. Power that is absent of light. We put dark powers, dark forces in positions of a power. And somehow think there's going to be brightness that's going to come out. Light's going to. See, the problem,
amen,
in,
Coach.
The problem, thanks, Mark. The problem in America, it's us, man. It's us. The salt has lost its savor. The light is being hidden under the bushel. And we have to understand this, that, oh my God, thank you, Lord. Wow. Darkness flees from light. Light, folks, listen, darkness cannot overcome light.
That's right.
You cannot pump darkness into your basement. It is already dark. You bring light in, it illuminates the whole thing. Light is aggressive. Oh my, I could do a whole show right there. And somebody help me out here. How do we bring truth without it sounding like criticism? How do we do that? Hey, by the way, real quickly, Spencer, go to Webster's. I'm going someplace. Stay with me. 1828 Dictionary. Bring up Webster's 1828 Dictionary. What was the word I was going to put up in that? Just came. I just lost it. Stay right there. It'll come back to me. Because we've lost our influence. Oh, my goodness. Influence. Put that up there. I believe that means flow into. I-N-F-L-U-N-C-E. Influence. Influence. Flow. I think, Mark, I bet you that's an electrical term. Influence. In a general sense, influence denotes power. Whose operation, Joe, look at this. Whose operation is invisible. We're the light of the world, and we are supposed to denote power, and the operation of our power is invisible. But it's known by its effects. So I walk into my basement and I turn on the light switch when I come in, and darkness runs and hides. Wow. Do you see that? Darkness runs and hides from light. But look what it says in number 3, and I didn't study this before I came in today. Moral power, Noah Webster said. Influence is moral power. Power of truth operating on the mind. Oh my goodness. Rational faculties, or well, I'm going to show you some of this stuff today. Bear with me. It's going to be a classic. And let's read this. Power of truth operating on the mind, rational faculties, or will, in persuading or dissuading, as the influence of movies, of arguments, or of prayer. We say arguments had no influence on the jury. The magistrate is not popular. He has no influence with the people, or he has great influence with the prince. Physical power. Okay. You get where I'm going today? So the church has lost its influence. The church has lost its ability to be light and its ability to be salt. It's lost both of them. We've lost both. We aren't even permitted to sit at the table anymore. It's like when we have all of our grandkids around, the adults sit at one table, then we have a little table over here for all the little kids. You walk in, you tell somebody you're a Christian. Oh, you're a Christian? Well, you can eat here, but you sit over here at the little table. You sit over here at the little table if you're a Christian. You don't have to say amen, because I know when I'm over it, and I'm over it right now. Right? We'll talk to you about words today. Words. Before I get too far, I promised Chad and Bobby I'd talk about that. What do you got going on, Bobby and Chad? What's going on in Pennsylvania here next weekend?
On the 10th of July, we got the tactical fighting and striking training, situational awareness. Listen, we have to learn to use the abilities that we have. We have to understand what's going on around us and the times that we're living and what to do in situations when our car gets surrounded, how to avoid those situations, how to see things before they get here, and how to take care of ourselves in our homes and communities. We all have to learn how to punch somebody when we need to, and have to think and use our brain and change the way we're thinking. So this coming up, we got the rest of the day at $90 a person and $125 for two people. Tad's coming up here. He's teaching tactical. I'm teaching hands-on, and it's going to be a great weekend, and we're going to worship the Lord on Sunday morning. So you have to register now.
We got a week, folks. Well, actually, we got 10 days. Right? Is that when it is, the 10th, Bobby? I'm sorry.
Yes.
We got 10 days. Some of you are close enough, but not only that, it'll be a great fellowship. And can I tell you what else? Not only that, it will encourage Bobby and Chad to continue to do these because we need them. We need these done. It's no small task for Chad to drive all the way from Texas to come to Pennsylvania to do this, right? It's no small task. So if you can be part of it, God bless you. Thanks, Bob. We got a lot of stuff on our schedule. People say, Coach, you don't promote my event enough. Well, it's everything is on the calendar, friends. It's all good. Go down there real quick. I'm sorry, Spence. Stay right there if you can. God bless all of you that are doing stuff. There's Bobby's event. There's the Go Therefore conference with Pastor Mike Spalding on July 23rd. There's the Texas Salt and Light Brigade Assembly on the same weekend. It's a tactical training and motivational teaching and speakers in Wisconsin. By the way, that's overflowing. A lot of people are going there. Then the Eastern Ohio Salt and Light Brigade team huddle Saturday, August 14th. Kindred of the Kingdom Conference. That's filling up the 20th. Family Preparedness Kingdom Conference down in in Georgia, filling up, and more. There's more. Friends, check it every day. And we would love for you, as we know this weekend from Professor Toto, we've got to build influences locally. We have got to do it. We've got to do it. And one of the reasons that I thought this last, one of the reasons that we got behind Professor Toto is because his people are our people. It's the same people. They're all around you, by the way. They're all around you. You know, Betty, I went to when John Diamond spoke there at Kelly's. What do they call that?
America's God and Country.
America's God and Country group, which they've had down there for a long time. It's our same people. It's the same people, folks. It's the same people. And by that, the same people, I mean we've got to, as Liberty Mel would say, we've got to quit working in silos. You do your thing, and I do my thing right beside you, and we don't even know each other. We got to stop doing that. So these things are an opportunity for us to expand what it is that we're trying to do, our influence, okay? Cool. It's all right there. Blessings.
Can I say something? I kind of quit We the People last night because, Bob Connors and a few of them have gotten the vaccine, and I was so against that. And secondly, they don't do anything. They're not like you. They don't get involved with different things, and we need to get involved. We just can't sit and watch videos.
That's right. Well,
I really felt bad because I love the people, but I couldn't understand why they're talking one thing and doing another. It's like double standards.
But Betty, stay close to them. We need them. They're good people. They're all good people. They're not the enemy.
I will. I will. I will. But I just didn't want to go. I don't want to be on the committee meeting. Totally. I can stay in the background.
I got you. I'm with you. I'm with you, dear. God bless you, Betty. By the way, thank you for the offering that you gave to us yesterday, Betty, your sweetheart. Hey, friends, listen. Can I get into it here today? I only need one of you to give me a thumbs up. The rest of you, I don't care. Can somebody give me permission to get into it? Okay, thanks, Joe. Thanks. here's my notes I put down here today as we dive into this. I put this thing. Everything we see going on in America right now today is not natural. It's all against nature, folks. All of it. It's weapons of mass deception. None of it's real. Everything is upside down. And it has gone from being natural to unnatural, and it's happening because of the supernatural. Oh, that was good. Out of pattern that one.
Amen.
We've gone from natural to unnatural because of the supernatural. And what do you mean by that? Here's what I mean. The left, the God haters, the devil's team, uses the supernatural. The church uses the supernatural only for personal things. See, the devil's children, Genesis 6, seed of the serpent, the seed of the woman, an eternal struggle. Friends, look at me. The devil's seed is trying to win. The Lord's seed is trying to be blessed. That's another, Joe, that's another mic drop. The Holy Spirit said, the devil's team is trying to overthrow the kingdom of God, and the church is trying to endure the blessings of the kingdom of God. That's the battle. And we don't even see it. We don't even get it. We don't even understand it. In our churches, we don't get it. We don't get it. You're not going to walk into any church. Why don't Coach say, why are you banging on the churches? Friends, that is our training centers. That is where God's people congregate. I would love to say that it's happening at the Americans for God and Country. I'm glad they're there, but there's only 20 of them. There's 400 in the church down the road. And the pastor in the church down the road, the coach in the church down the road, is teaching them how to be healthy, wealthy, and wise. He isn't teaching them anything about what? The natural becoming unnatural because of the supernatural. Boy, I'm going to have to write on that one. That's our dilemma. And you know, whether you want to admit it or not, I said the other day, a couple days ago, God's going to win because of his namesake. He's going to win right here, right now, in front of us for his namesake. And as Joe Silver said the other day, when God comes in and wins, everything's destroyed. So wait, isn't that it, Joe, all throughout history? God wins by destroying everything, basically.
That's his easiest way of doing things. That's enough.
So I'm going to go after some things here today. Again, go ahead, Mark.
Briefly, seed of the serpent.
Yep.
If there's a battle against the seed of the serpent, is that a person or is that people?
It becomes many things, but certainly people. Yes. Seed of the
God
woman.
Wait. God loves. Does he love the seed of the serpent? Does God love the seed of the serpent?
Does God love the devil?
Does God love seed of the serpent? I don't hear churches saying that God hates the seed of the serpent. If we're against the seed of the serpent, don't God hate the seed of the serpent? Isn't that who he destroys, y'all just mentioned?
Isn't that the scripture Larry gave us yesterday? Was it James 4:4, Larry? Right? Isn't that what it says? And I'm sorry, Mark. Stream of consciousness here. You know, that's how I operate. Wasn't James 4:4? Larry, didn't it say that we're supposed to hate it? Didn't it say we're supposed to hate the James 4:4 was? Can you pull it up here real quick, Spence? James 4.
But the seed of the serpent are people. God has made it a point to tell us to stay away from them, to kill them at times, all the men, women, children. Yep. But the church don't teach anything like there's even an evil seed that we're against. They don't even teach that.
Mark, this is New Testament. James, by the way, the half-brother of Jesus. Again, I'll say it for all of those who pray to the ever-Virgin Mary. Tell James his mom's a virgin. Would somebody do that for me? James says, you adulterers and adulteresses, know you not that friendship of the world. And what is the church trying to do? Church is trying to be friends with the world. Invite the world in. He says, don't you know that that's enmity with God? And that you, whosoever, therefore, is a friend of those in the world? You know you're an enemy of God? Mark, we don't even talk about God having enemies. That doesn't even dawn on. Doesn't even dawn on us.
No. Love, 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 Coach.
Boy, what a messed up gospel we have going on here, man. Come on in, Mel. I got somewhere going. I'll get a few of you in here real quick. Go ahead, Mel.
Yeah, I'll be brief. You know, the church doesn't even talk about supernatural darkness. I mean, they don't talk about the spiritual warfare. And, you know, in the art of war, you have to know your enemy. And the church knows nothing about the enemy. I'm on this journey of learning about spiritual warfare.
Right.
And I mean, I've not learned anything that I'm learning in church. So, I mean, they can't, you know, they can never win or be effective if they don't even know who the enemy is.
Amen. Well, Mel, why would you continually go to the church if the message you're getting is missing the mark? Look, why would you do that? Why would anybody do that?
It's a great question because, I mean, I feel like I'm hanging on by a thread there because my family is involved in different ministries there, but it's the least effective place that I hear from during the week. Like I'm here every morning. I feel like I'm in church every day here. So I kind of feel like one of those people that just, you know, goes to church with their spouse just to make them happy. Do you know what I mean? But yeah. I'm not getting fed there. So
now listen, we don't go to church here. We are the church here. We are the church here. Randy, come on in, then Larry.
Mark, God does hate the seed of the serpent.
Yes, he does.
He doesn't change his mind. And his word says that the fear of the Lord, to even start there, you have to hate evil. So he hates, God hates. Yes, he does.
That's right. Gary Dunlap just texted me because that's a hard time getting in here. And Gary's profound. He says, Coach, does the church teach hating of anything? Do they? Does the church teach the hating of anything? In other words, the church evidently doesn't believe that God is capable of hatred. If God was, because the church thinks if God is capable of hatred, then he must be mean. Well, he is. I'm sorry. He is. That's why you get a free wrath, because he's mean. He's just. Come on, Larry.
Yeah, you know, God not only hates the seed of the serpent, he calls them out in the leadership of his church of his day, in the leadership of the Jewish religious system.
He's mad at he went after them, Larry. He went after them. Dale, welcome back, man. Come on in.
Well, I'm not quite back. I'm still traveling, last day of traveling. But go to Revelations 12, 17, Coach. Is Satan still fighting with the church? I can't read it. But
and the dragon was wroth with the woman. Wow. And went to make war with the remnant of her seed. Boy, Dale,
who's
thanks.
That,
Bingo,
Coach?
Dale. Bingo, Dale! With the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Are you taught in wherever you gather that the whole purpose of the dragon is to destroy the remnant of the seed of the man, of the woman? Yeah, we talk that. Hell bells. No, it's not even mentioned. Not even mentioned. Come on in, Kevin. Well, you guys keep stacking up on me here. I'm not going to get, I got a sermon prepared. Go ahead.
All right, thanks. Well, this kind of reminds me of that story that Ellie Marzulli told about the church that he used to attend in California years back, where he was like the director of the praise worship and stuff. So he'd show up a few hours before church started, and he got there one morning and a large satanic incantation had been performed right at the entrance of the church. So he got there, he cleaned up the whole mess, all the candles and the pentagram and all of that stuff. When he brought it to the church council to let them know what had happened, to try to convey the seriousness of it, they laughed it off. They didn't take any of it seriously. And he tried to tell them, guys, this is important. This is powerful spiritual warfare. And they just blew it off. And within a few months, that church came to destruction.
Mm-hmm. Well, probably why, Kevin? Because we don't teach that God hates. Andrew, come on in. Followed
by
Rob. Go ahead, Andrew.
Yeah, how are you? Hey, just on the church, what I think is a real shame is the battleground is actually in the church now. It's a real shame because the battleground should actually be out on the streets. It should be against, but we've allowed the devil into our churches, and that's where the battleground is now taking place. So we should be stepping out like you guys did. You know, you go down to the parades and, you know, into politics and all this sort of stuff. It's fantastic. But that's where the battle should be, is outside the doors, but we've let it inside the doors.
We have, brother. We got a clean house. Love your accent there, Andrew. Roger, come on in then, Reggie.
Well, you had mentioned people coming in the church. Well, two reasons that we have trouble, I think, Dave, is one that is we come for donuts and coffee and fellowship, which is okay.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not regularly attending any place right now, and I do miss that a little bit. And I do look at this morning as kind of fulfilling and working through some of that fellowship. But the second thing is, Dave, nobody is reading their Bible. Okay. That's the bottom line. You cannot read your Bible and come away thinking it's all about love. There's just no way if you have any type of personal study time. And that is the problem. Individuals are not spending time in God's word, asking the Holy Spirit to enlighten them. That's one of the key problems.
Amen, brother. Amen. Reggie?
Thank you, Coach. Pastor Dale said, I always use this Revelations to try to help people understand that you don't know what you're fighting. Nobody gets it. They just don't get it. And I always use this, but what you were talking about a little bit earlier about people in the church, you know, and they don't teach any warfare. They talk about hell, but they don't teach you anything about warfare. And yesterday we got into a big fight, not in this house, but it was a friend of mine who's a deacon, because he scolded me because I was speaking out, and I always have. I don't know what changed, but about all the bishops and the priests and the Pope. And he said, you know, they have offices that you have to respect.
Oh my goodness.
And I literally cried because I can't fight this fight anymore. They don't get it.
No, they don't. They're into the church hierarchy. They don't get it. Let me roll here. I got some good stuff for you. You guys ready for some good stuff here? Because you get that here every day, don't you? Come on. It's all right. Say, Coach, you are so cocky. I'm just telling you the truth. maybe there aren't many serving up what we're eating here. I can promise you that. Click on People Are Dying, Spencer, real quickly. I just want to show you some stuff I saw this morning as I was preparing the show. 4,115 fully vaccinated have been hospitalized or died with breaking COVID infections, the CDC says. That was yesterday. Fully vaccinated, 4,115 fully vaccinated are dying. People are dying all around us. And then they ban us from YouTube. They ban us from Facebook. Why is that? Well, it's very, very simple, right? Michelle, my sweet little wife. Oh, is she a grandma? You should have seen her yesterday with our grandkids. My goodness, what a gift. My wife said, honey, people just don't get it. I said, oh, yes, they do. Oh, yes, they do. And the ones that are giving those vaxes, oh, they get it. Huh? Oh, yeah, they get it. They're just serving their father, the devil, that's all. They are of their father, the devil, and the works of their father they will do. Folks, they're doing their daddy's work. You say, well, Coach, they're confused. They don't know. Well, maybe they are, but they're doing it. They're doing their daddy's work. Can you imagine if 4,115 people had died from eating a McDonald's hamburger, what they'd be doing? They say, oh, well, doesn't matter. Folks, this is about depopulating. Okay, keep me going here, Holy Spirit. Keep me going here. Keep me going here. Go to the Guidestones. Go to the Guidestones, Spencer. There they are. Georgia, a complete guide to the Georgia Guidestones. Folks, did you know that one of the precepts of the Luciferians is, oh, I got so much and not enough time. Do you know that one of their core values, if there is such a thing, is they have to warn you before they do it. You know that? The Masons, all that. They have to tell you what they're going to do before they do it. But we don't believe them, right? We don't believe them. So they build this thing, which we've been to the Georgia Guidestones. You guys have been there. We know what it is, right? Well, here's a complete guide to the Georgia Guidestones. Now scroll on down there. Georgia Guidestones has been called America's most mysterious monument. Well, it's not mysterious. It's not mysterious. They're telling you what they're going to do. It's not mysterious. It's only mysterious because we don't believe in the supernatural. We don't understand the devil and his kids are telling us what they are going to do. Now, what are they going to do? They're going to reduce the population to 500 million. They've told us that is what they're going to do. Why don't we believe them?
Coach.
Joe?
That's world population.
World population. They've told us what they're going to do. Why don't we believe them? Folks, I'm going to say it again. Why don't we believe them? The homosexual movement told us in a screed that they put into the records of Congress what they were going to do. the homosexuals told us that they were going to take it. Oh, Spencer, I don't even have that as one of the things, but maybe you can Google that real quick and call it the homosexual manifesto. I don't think that's what it is. But they read in Congress and told us what they were going to do. They told us what they were going to do. We listened to them. We didn't let the congressional record. Third one down, Spence. Go back. Oh, there it is. There it is. They told us what they were going to do. I'm not going to take the time to read it. They told us what they were going to do, and we didn't believe them. And Joe Biden told us that he's going to have a abortion center in every township in America, and we don't believe them. They told us, folks. Oh, my goodness. We don't get it. People are dying, right? The Georgia Guidestones, they told us they were going to reduce the population. They told us they were going to do it. Spencer, go to where it says Satanists warn us. They have to warn you, folks. It's their creed. It's their creed. No, not that one. That's another one. Nope.
Hey, Coach.
He's going to get it. He's going to get it. Satanists warn us. Here it comes. Exposing Satan. It says, can you make it a little bit larger so people can see this? We'll put this in the chat. You guys can look it on your own. Luciferians tell us what they're going to do ahead of time. One of the first things I learned about the elites is that they have a code of ethics. Their code of ethics is not the same as mine. We who believe the word of God and the Bible, that's our code of ethics, supposed to be. One of the facets of their code of ethics is that they must tell the world everything they're going to do before they do it. And this is where the word buzzwords come from. Wow. They're buzzing around telling us what they're going to do. Put this in the chat. Do some of your own research. Fascinating website on the Luciferians, the God haters. Call them whatever you want to, telling us what they're going to do. Why? Because Dale Socia just told us that they were after the seed of the woman. It has never changed. And we don't, you feel my frustration? I'm laying a foundation.
Coach, the reason they have to tell you what they're going to do is because Lucifer has to mimic God, and God, he announces everything he's going to do. He says he doesn't do anything unless he shows his prophets, and it's prophetic, Coach. They want to be prophetic and say, we told you so. So it's their way of being prophetic.
Amen, Randy. And friends, you go to a church or a gathering, wherever it is, and the guy who stands up in front of there continually warns you that the devil is after your children. Does the pastor stand up there and say, listen, friends, the devil is after your children, after the minds of your children? It's happening in cartoons. It's happening in government schools. It's happening in Boy Scouts. It's happening everywhere you look. As you come in here on Sunday to worship the Lord, please leave here understanding that the devil is totally and completely in an ongoing assault against your children, trying to steal those little children. Is that the focus of your church service every time you go? Or does the pastor take the kids and take them in the back room and draw pictures of giraffes and elephants and arcs? Is it a training? See, the devil has told us what he's going to do. He has taken over every power spot in the world. And what do Christians say? That's okay. We'll soon be out of here. We win in the end. What a default position.
True.
I know it's true. Hey, friends, the Sodomites are running America. They run the church. They run the government. They run the schools. Somebody, they run the police departments. Somebody tell me I'm wrong. Anyone tell me I'm wrong. And the Bible says to have nothing to do with the unfruitful works of darkness. Hey, friends, Can homos through butt sex create life? Of course not. Then it's unfruitful. Have nothing to do with it. And the churches are opening the doors, trying to welcome them in. We're welcoming and exclude. Oh, I got so much to share with you today. I can't get it all in. He has a dick. What? Yeah, play that for me. He has a dick. I wish I could find this one. This woman walks in. She walks into a health spa. She's just a woman like Reggie who wants to go in and work out. And she goes into the women's locker room in this health spa. And there's a man with a dick in there. Now, she didn't just pray for him and tell him, we need more of this. Folks, this, I don't know if this woman's a Christian. I'm going to tell you something. This is salt of the earth in action. Go ahead.
So it's okay. I just want to be clear with you. It's okay for a man to go into the women's section, show his penis around the other women, young little girls underage. Your spa, we spa, condone that. Is that what you're saying? Like I ask. It's so he could stay there. He could stay there. What sexual orientation? I see a dick. It lets me know he's a man. He's a man. He is a man. He is not no female. He is not a female. He is not a female. Hold on. He is not a female, sweetie. Okay. Girls down there, other women who are highly offended for what they just saw.
Stop a minute. Stop a minute. Folks, stop a minute. Don't miss this. Watch the sissified men standing around watching this dialogue. Go ahead.
You did nothing. Absolutely nothing. In fact, you sided with him. So We Spa is in agreement with men that just say they are a woman and they can go down there with their penis and get into the women's section. Is that what you're saying? What really? What law? So women can go into the men's with their breasts. Okay. Yeah, you shouldn't. Yeah, I wouldn't come back either. Yeah, get your money back.
Everything.
You got a man with his penis talking about he's a woman. He ain't no woman. Yeah, give her money back.
Are you talking about a transgender person?
There's no such thing as transgender. He has a dick. Okay? He has a penis. His penis is hanging out. Okay, no, I'm not one. Actually, I'm a woman who knows how to stand up and speak up for my right. As a woman, I have a right to feel comfortable without a man exposing himself. Okay? No, you go somewhere else. Okay, so that's right. No, he's not a transgender. He has a penis, just like you do. Are you?
No.
Yeah. Okay, it's not okay.
It's not okay.
Okay, that's traumatizing to see that. I'm a woman. I think this is a place right here. I'm told only for women. So how dare you sit up here and tell me I don't have a right as a woman to defend? I'm telling you, he has a penis, a full and testicles, okay? And I don't care what it's called. It's a man. You got one? You're a man. Okay.
And if we went into the men's section with our anatomy, that would be...
Well, it wouldn't probably, but you might not like women, so it might not, okay? And we don't know... But for me and for a lot of other women, they do not feel comfortable, and it's not okay. Okay? So, well, you're sorry. You should be, sweetie, and you're out of alignment, and this is not right. I can tell you that much, all right? And I know you're out of order. Yeah, it must be hard. It must be hard not being a real man, huh? Try it. So, like I said, I want every woman get all of their information.
Your security guard just said that is not allowed.
Okay, well, I don't care what the security guard. He's just security.
I'm just telling you. Yeah. Sometimes predators go down and we'll just go through the woman's side.
Okay, well, no, he's sitting in there. Okay, well, security.
No, he doesn't want to be.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying he should have not been allowed to.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly, we know that.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Exactly.
No, so. We knew that.
He has a dick. Do you see those men standing around? Do you see it? Probably in agreement. We have lost the ability to think. Now, listen, I got to do something here, okay? I know you want to... Yeah, I knew you were. Come on in. Come on in.
Send that to Obama, Coach. Please. Please get it to Obama.
Yeah, he's probably one of them, man. He probably is one of them.
Huh? Hey, Coach.
He's one of them. Okay, yes.
Did you hear that noise?
What noise?
Squeak, 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 squeak as that man walked away.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Huh? Huh? Oh, boy. Okay, now listen. Stay with me because I'm going to show you. Oh, Lord, I need 4 hours today. I need 4 hours. Click on orientation. Click on orientation. Webster's Dictionary, orientation. Orientation. Sexual orientation. I went to Webster's and I thought, what is orientation? Because I thought orientation was when you were out in the woods, you needed a compass, so you had you're oriented. You knew where you were. So I went back to Mr. Webster and said, what's orientation? Type that in. Orientation. Orientation is, they don't even have that word. What was the other? Orient. What is that? Rising as the sun. Eastern. Oriental. Bright. Shining. Glistering. So what is orient? Put an IST on, because it wasn't even a word. It wasn't even a word. Isn't one, huh? Orientist. Orientalist is an inhabitant of eastern parts of the world. One versed in the east. I thought that was an orient. I thought an orient. I thought it was whether you're a man or a woman. I thought that was what orientation was. That's what I thought it was. But wait a minute. Wait a minute. Something's not right here. Something's not right because we know that. Well, do this. Go to dictionary.com. Change the words and you change the world. Type in dictionary.com. Dictionary.com. Because now they've improved the language for us, haven't they? Dictionary.com. Type in orientation now. Let's see what we have today. Orientation. The act of orienting. The state of being oriented. An introduction to guide and adjusting new surroundings. The ability to locate oneself, one's position in relation to true north, the ascent of one's true position is a novel orientation. That wasn't what I thought was going to pop up there. I was looking at something else. Today people are oriented. They get born and then they get oriented into whether they doesn't matter whether they have a dick or not. They get oriented as to whether they're a male or a female, and we let them get away with it, right? We let them get away with it. What am I looking for here? So one more thing. I got an orientation. Certain bunch through precision novels that way. Sexual orientation. So it's the act of getting your balance. Orientation. So you're born with a dick. Her words, not mine. You're born with a dick, but then you get oriented and you realize you're a woman. Right? That's what we're supposed to believe. That's what we're supposed to believe. That's what we believe. That's what we believe. They've told us that. That's what we believe now. Churches believe it. They're welcoming and inclusive and open, right? Even though the word said have nothing to do with those unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. Don't have anything to do with them. Today's church says, oh, no, bring them in, love them. Bring them in. Then the next thing you know, they're serving communion. And the next thing you know, they're singing in the choir because they have a beautiful voice. And the Lord said, don't you dare bring those people in here. Dale, wasn't that revelation? Isn't that where we read that? Dale gave
Revelation 12:17.
Oh, boy. See, no wonder I'm so hateful, huh?
We have to realize we are the offspring of that women's seed. And this is what we don't understand. You're right. The devil comes to fight. The church is sitting in, you know.
We come to love. The devil comes to fight. We come to love.
You know, I think about the Alamo. I just went and visited it, that they were surrounded by San Anita's army, and they killed everybody in it. But it wasn't until Sam Houston, who was outside of the Alamo, that the victory actually came.
Amen. That'll preach, huh? That'll preach. Okay, stay with me. Let's go to Miss Nevada, in case you guys missed this today. In case you missed this one today, Miss Nevada is a transgender woman. Miss, folks, listen to me. Miss Nevada is a trainee. Scroll down. Let's see what she looks like. He looks like it. Z. There it is. That's a boy. Folks, that is a boy, and they're celebrating the fact that he is now Miss. He's going to go to the Miss USA pageant. A man. Now, I don't mind the fact that he's oriented that way. I want to know how the hell you got oriented to accept it. I want to know how the hell we allowed this to come into the church. And
exactly.
Huh?
As we do not know how to reject it.
Because, Joseph, we don't understand the supernatural deception of the dark side. They come as an angel of light. Love, 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 amen. Love, love. And the next thing you know, the pastor isn't even speaking against it anymore. Next thing you know, pastors are homosexuals. Okay, so I'm going to brag on me a second, okay? Click on, where is it? Change the words, change the world. What year is this, Rochelle? What year is this? You don't have to tell me. I know you got it figured out. It's 2021, right? Back in 2009, right there it is, News with Views. Coach Dave wrote, change the words, and you change the world. Help me out here. Hey, Joe, Silver, Larry, somebody a lot older and smarter than me. Does God's word change, Joe?
No.
No. No. Are they changing God's word?
Yes.
2009, I didn't even know what I was talking about. Change the words and you change the world. Now, I was gonna take time to read all this because it is unbelievable. Hey, Joe, do me a favor. Just read that first part, what Cicero said. Hey, folks, make this connection now. Remember, Jesus said in the book of Jude that evil men have crept in unawares. We didn't know it. They were coming in. We didn't know it. Evil men have crept in unaware. Go to Jude real quick, Spencer. I'm sorry, man. The Holy Spirit is all over me today. Thanks. Bear with me. Jude. going down there. Beloved, for there are certain men who've crept in unaware. Silver, we didn't know it. We opened the door and we let them in. Who were before of old ordained to this condemnation. They've been selected by the dark side to do this, to infiltrate. They were ungodly men. And what they do? Well, they turn the grace of our God into lasciviousness. In other words, if it feels good, do it. And by doing that, they denied the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ, and they have taught us to do the same.
Amen. God
so,
help us.
So, Joe, read for us what Cicero said and change the words, change the world from 2009. That was when I was way back in my 40s, I think, if my math's any good.
That was a while ago.
Yeah.
A nation can survive its fools and even the ambitious, but it cannot survive treason from within.
Hang on, Joe. Christianity can't survive treason from within. Go ahead.
An enemy at the gates is less formidable, for he is known and carries his banner openly. But the traitor moves amongst those within the gate freely, his sly whispers rustling through all the alleys, heard in the very halls of government itself. For the traitor appears not a traitor. He speaks in accents.
Love, tolerance, diversity, acceptance. Go ahead.
Familiar to his victims. And he wears their face and their arguments. He appeals to the baseness that lies deep in the hearts of all men. He rots the soul of a nation. He works secretly and unknown in the night to undermine the pillars of the city. He infects the body politic so that it can no longer resist. A murderer is less to fear.
I'm just going to pause and let that sink in. Hey, Spencer, put this in the chat because I want everybody. We don't have time to read it. I want you to scroll down at the bottom. This is from 2009. This is unbelievable. Multiculturalism, I talked about. Critical theory. Okay, now look. So here's a good place to start. Let's take back our language. Stop allowing the cultural Marxists to create new labels. Progressives and liberals are Marxists. Conservatism is counterfeit salt. It's 2009. Pro-choice means pro-baby murder. A fetus is an unborn child. Gays are sodomites. We'll say that one again because that really hurts. The Bible calls them sodomites. But evil men have crept in unaware and told you to love them and put them in the choir. Affirmative action is white male discrimination. By the way, you can yell amen anytime you want to here. An undocumented worker is an illegal alien. Mainstream media are Marxists. Excuse me. The religious left are humanistic socialists. They've changed the words on us, friends.
Amen.
Amen.
Social justice means advancement of homosexuality. It's 2009. Reproductive rights is a buzzword for abortion. Sex education is destruction of natural childhood modesty. Rochelle, I'm going to read that one again. Sex education is nothing more than the destruction of natural childhood modesty. That's all it is. Economic justice is welfare. Government investment means taxation. Sensitivity means keep your mouth shut. Diversity validates deviant ways to engage in sex. I'm going to say that one again because that's a good. This is from the Holy Spirit in 2009. Diversity is nothing more than a way to validate deviant ways to engage in sex. Give me a thumbs up. Coach, this is good. A Republican is a socialist and a Democrat is a communist. Golly. An expert is an academician. An expert is an academician with no practical experience. Public education is atheistic, humanistic indoctrination. Separation of church and state legalizes discrimination against Christians. Wow. Supreme Court decisions are opinions, not laws. Christianity is not a religion, Randy. It's a kingdom. Change means communism. Where's Vinny to go boom? Go boom, Vinny. Go, Larry.
Yeah, hey, I would like to change direction just quickly here.
No, there's I don't want to change.
There's a new guy in the huddle by the name of Keith Broders.
Uh-huh.
He's one of the premier constitutional experts in the United States. He's got a website called constitutioneducation.org. And at constitutioneducation.org, I'll put the link in the chat. For those of you that want some tools to use that are absolutely free to use, go to that website. And for all age groups, all aspects, you can be excited and have fun learning about the Constitution. Keith Broders is his name.
Come on in, Patriots. Come on in, Kevin.
All right. Well, there once was a day where the guy in the ladies' bathroom would have been arrested for indecent exposure.
He'd have been beat up by the other men in the place.
That's right. But today we call the indecent decent because we call evil good and good evil.
Amen. Amen. Come on in, Roger. No?
David, you jumped on me here and I was... I'll come back. I don't remember exactly what I was...
All right, Jeff, come on in.
Coach, can you put that in the chat, what you just brought up there from 2009? There's talking points galore for your school board meetings. You can go in there and touch on all that stuff. That'd be great.
Yeah, they don't want to hear it, though. Randy, come on in. I'm sorry, I skipped you, Rochelle. Rochelle, then Randy. Rochelle, then Randy.
Hey, good morning, team. Yeah, you know, looking at this, it just magnifies the fact that God's word never really does change. It never changes, and we can do all we want with all of this. But one of the things you talked about earlier was the light and how now this century we've been able to cut into certain gems, and certain gems just go dark, like the diamond just goes dark, rubies go dark. But every single gem that happens to be listed in the book of Revelation when he's building his new Jerusalem is what's called anisotropic. I think I'm saying that right. And it lights up and creates rainbows. It's very, very unique. And one of the really cool things in 2 Ezra's, it says he's comparing, you know, what everybody's going to die. Why are so many going to be destroyed? And God says, I will not grieve over the great number of those who perish, for it is they who are now like a mist. But when he's talking about the ones who are going to be saved, it's because they are rare and precious.
Amen. Right. Amen. Not everybody's going to heaven. Wait a minute. Everybody's going to heaven, but not everybody's going to stay. Come on in, Randy.
Coach, the woman in the spa, she had total authority because she took back the words, Coach. She spoke truth. And Coach, what you just wrote right there, yeah, put that in the chat. That is the talking point. Yes, we have to use that every day. We have to take back those words. This is great, Coach.
Because you ought to read the whole article, folks. It's really, really good, even though I did write it. It's really, really good because it explains what's happened to us. Bernie, come on in.
Coach, you're talking about how much they have to tell you. I'm just thinking, well, Mein Kampf, okay? Hitler wrote the whole thing out, okay? People didn't believe him. You know, the communist goals. What is wrong with us? We don't take this stuff seriously.
Bernie, they're telling us they want to eliminate God. They tell us they want to get rid of the population. And can I tell you something? They want to get rid of white Anglo-Saxon Protestants. They're telling us that, and we don't want to believe it. We don't want to believe it. Come on in, Al, and then Debbie.
Hey, Coach, did you put that video in the chat? Did Jared put it in there, that woman? I want to throw that out there real good.
Yeah, good. Stick that in there for us. Spencer's got it. Yes, he did. Acting like a man, wasn't she? She's acting like a man to all those pussy men standing around watching.
Coach, right? Coach, she was a stud, man. She was a stud.
Yep. Back 20 years ago, men would have taken that guy out back and beat him up. Somebody say that's mean. Yeah, it's mean.
Right, Coach. Amen to that.
Wow. Come on in, Debbie.
I wanted to just mention a book and actually two sort of videos short. It's two shows you can watch, and it's on Jim Baker's PTL network. I'm not here to debate whether you like Jim Baker or not, but I'm telling you that Donna Howe and her sister, Allie, which are Tom Horn's daughters, have written this book called Dark Covenant. Have You Unknowingly Made a Deal with the Devil? And they hit it out of the park. In day one, they talk about just what you talked about the other day, Coach, about cults and within the church. And it's a hard book, and it talks exactly about what we're talking about. But they're telling you how with one hand, their church is telling you one thing, and on the other hand, they're slipping it to you.
Yep, yep.
A whole
yep.
different message. Thanks,
Debbie, because it's a different gospel, folks. It's the gospel of love only. That's why we're in the mess that we're in. See, in today's modern evangelifish gospel, God doesn't get mad and he doesn't hate. He loves everybody, except he doesn't love the workers of iniquity. That says that. He's angry with the wicked every day. Maybe being angry doesn't mean you hate him. But he ain't floating around up there just waiting to bless people, happy with everything that's going on, folks. Dale, you want to jump in?
Yeah. Yeah, that's why he's going to baptize the world with fire, consuming, yep. destroying fire. Yep. Now, you want to blow up that narrative? If anybody had a brain cell in there, all they had to do was step forward and say, and I identify as the owner of this place, and you're all fired. Now get out of the building. Instantly, they would say, you're not the boss. Right, because you don't identify it. That guy's got a penis hanging between his legs. He's not a female.
No, Dale, but we accept him. It's our fault. See, it's not his. It's our fault. It's the programming. It's the tolerance. I didn't even get to that. I didn't even get to tolerance and diversity. I didn't get to half of what I wanted to talk about here. If you want some time, go look up diversity. Go look up tolerance. Tolerance means that it's you, your body puts up with something that's going to kill you. It doesn't say you embrace it and you wake it, welcome it in. You build up a tolerance against it.
Coach,
if you're tolerating something, listen to me. If you're tolerating something, you never accept it.
Coach, isn't this exactly what you were confronting at Target?
Yes. Yes. It's what when I confronted the police officer. It's the same thing. Tolerance isn't acceptance. It's not killing me yet. I'm tolerating it. But see, now it's celebration, worship. Put it in the pulpit. God help us all. See you tomorrow.